Scone Horse Festival is one of the great events from the Upper Hunter, and it takes more than just a few hands to bring it all together. Joining us to have a chat about it, Lee Watts. How you doing, Lee?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You're having a meeting on Wednesday night to start putting the team together.
We are. We and like you said, you need more than a couple of people. You need a whole team of people that can pull together a fantastic event that we have in May every year.
How many people would you like to be a part of it?
Well, look, I just think a good committee with, you know, a diverse range of people, maybe eight to ten people. It is a big event. It's held over, I think, about 12 days now. And, you know, it covers quite a lot of different areas, not just in relation to equine, because we've got the parade, we have a yarns night, and there is quite a lot of things. So we're looking for diverse people that are eager to get into something and bring their enthusiasm.
Are you looking for any experience?
Not at all. I don't think you need experience. I think if you've got that enthusiasm and you want to be a part of, you know, bringing something together that's going to be fantastic for the area, I think just come along to the meeting.
It will be good because for the last couple of years, haven't been able to have the parade thanks to COVID, but it'd be great to see that back again in 2022.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's great for the town. It's not just a local event. People come from all over Australia to actually be a part of the parade and be a part of all the equine disciplines that are here and, you know, just enjoy themselves over that time. So, look, I'm encouraging anyone that would like to be a part of it. We're meeting on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock at 89 Kelly Street, which is the Scone Neighbourhood Centre and the Visitor Centre location. So if you could just turn up and, as I said, bring your enthusiasm and become a part of a great team.
Great idea. Be a part of one of the great events, not just in New South Wales, but in Australia. Lee Watts, as always, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.